The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
There is more love somewhere. There is more love somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more love somewhere. There is more hope somewhere. There is more hope somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more hope somewhere. There is more peace somewhere. There is more peace somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more peace somewhere. There is more joy somewhere. There is more joy somewhere. I'm gonna keep on till I find it. There is more joy somewhere.
Hello and good morning. I am Shelley Negrani, a member of this congregation. I'm honored to be your worship associate today. Together with all of the people who have contributed to this lay-led service, especially our video editor, Mark Soule, I welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North, which we affectionately call Human. Human offers no creed or dogma, but we do believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people and the interconnectedness of all creation. We have no claim on the truth. Many of us come to Human because here we have the opportunity to engage in an open-minded and compassionate search for truth and for meaning, being mindful of the love we hold for one another and for the world in which we live. Whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whomever you love, you are welcome here. If you are visiting with us for the first time, a special welcome. Thank you for choosing to spend your Sunday morning with us. We invite you to fill out our online visitor form that you can access from the homepage of our website, uuman.org. Someone from our membership team will contact you. You are invited to join us. Actually, everyone's invited to join us for virtual coffee and conversation after the service. The link for the gathering can be found on the homepage of our website. Again, that's uuman.org. Human is a member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association, the UUA. In today's service, we have included some elements taken from the UUA website called Worship Web. We thought that you might enjoy seeing the faces and hearing the voices of Unitarians from across the country. The following call to worship is written by Sharon Wiley, who is the minister of the Chalice Congregation in Escondido, California. It's called You Are Never Alone. It is okay to be tired of change. It is okay to be tired of everything different. Okay to feel weary of resiliency and wholeness and learning and growth. And okay to yearn simply for rest. It's okay to be grouchy and unsatisfied and all the ordinary human ways of being that we are. Let this morning be a reminder that you are loved. Let our time together soothe what is restless in you. May you be comforted in knowing that whatever you are feeling today and other days, you are not alone. You are never alone. Come, let us worship together.
Hey everyone, I'm Tanya. I'm the treasurer of Human, and here to speak briefly about our upcoming stewardship campaign. The Stewardship Sunday we have each year is slated for next Sunday, February 28th. There are a few things I would like for you to ponder between now and next Sunday, if you don't mind. I'd like for you to think about what Human means to you. Think about, why did you seek Human before you walked through our doors? What influenced your decision to become a Human member? How do you carry the message of Unitarian Universalism in your daily life? An amazing fact is that during this pandemic, we have had 12 new members join us, and they've only been with us online. They have not even experienced the love that abounds us when we are all in the sanctuary together. I know I love that, and you all know that I love giving hugs, and this has been a horrible time for me not to be able to give hugs. But although remotely, Human is still strong, we're vibrant, and we are available for people to find. The message of Unitarian Universalist is alive. You use work for the common good to make the world a better place for those who are less fortunate, whose voices are unheard. I couldn't be prouder than to be a part of this message. The pandemic, however, has certainly made this a challenging year for everyone, including Human, our beloved church. We have so much work to do, and the world needs us. Keep in mind the upcoming Planting Our Future meetings are very important to Human and for your voice to be heard. The stewardship campaign will fund the church and our ministry for our next fiscal year, so our message is carried loud and strong. Part of our stewardship campaign will be a gala costume party via Zoom. I know that's a little different, but it can be done, and there are lots of hints on how to have it on the internet. So everyone, please save the date. Saturday, March 20th at 6:30. What a great way to celebrate the first day of spring. This is going to be a ton of fun. We will have great prizes and costumes will be on everyone, I hope, because we're going to have a costume party. And we're going to celebrate our funding of Human for our 2021-2022 fiscal year. We will be sending all communication regarding the stewardship campaign via email versus hand delivery or snail mail like we have in the past. So I want you to watch for information regarding stewardship, regarding information for the gala costume party in your email. We'll also give you a heads up pretty soon as far as what our theme is, and you'll have plenty of time to prepare. So let's everyone rally together. Human is here. Human is strong. And we're going to be the best possible Human we have ever been. I want to tell everyone to please have a wonderful day and know that you are loved. Thank you.
We light this chalice to find inner peace, love for each other, and faith in ourselves. Also to be welcoming to whomever we meet and kind to all living creatures. So we gather around this light of hope as we share this time together.
Today's story is Tiny the God by Becky Brooks. Once upon a time, there was a tiny little itty bitty, very small, very tiny, very little God named Tiny. She lived her life hearing stories about all the big gods, and well, let's face it, she was jealous. She knew she needed to find some spark that made her existence meaningful. And so Tiny watched the humans for a while. And then she happened upon an idea. She thought, this'll let them know that I'm the bomb. Ready? Here it is. You are not alone. She took the form of a very light breeze, and in a voice so quiet each person could only hear it in their minds, she said, you are not alone. You are not alone. People loved it. I mean, who wouldn't love to hear that? And so pretty soon Tiny was comforting people all over with you are not alone. Every evening she would take the form of the breeze and whisper it in the minds of the people. Until she encountered someone who wasn't comforted at all. When Miriam heard Tiny's words, instead of feeling comforted, she felt agitated. She kept saying it to herself over and over again. You are not alone. You are not alone. And she tossed and she turned and she couldn't sleep. In the morning, she went to read the paper, and instead of skimming it like she usually did, she found herself drinking in every single story. She was only halfway through when she was crying. I am not alone, she said. I am connected to every one of these people. They live in my town and my country and the world. They love their children like I love mine. They're scared sometimes, and so am I. They hurt like I hurt. I am not alone. I can help. Tiny was surprised. It hadn't occurred to her that someone might think of it that way. And so she watched over Miriam as this interesting development took place. She saw Miriam meet a coworker online in a meeting, and they talked about a law that they wanted passed. And then Tiny noticed when Miriam got off the call, she wrote a letter right away to her senator and mailed it. She noticed that when Miriam turned in an online order for groceries, she bought a little extra and then delivered it and left it on her neighbor's porch. She noticed that Miriam got tears in her eyes when she gathered for online worship with her congregation and they sang her favorite hymn. She watched as Miriam wrote postcards to friends far and near and family. And she waved to dog passers as they walked by. And she hung lights in her window to cheer the walkers as they passed by on the street. But most importantly, Tiny watched when Miriam received a call from a long-lost friend. Someone she hadn't talked to in years. And he said, I'm really having a hard time right now. And as he started to explain his troubles, he began to cry. Miriam pulled up her favorite chair and sat down, said, take your time. I'm listening. You are not alone. I am here. I am here. Tiny heard those words echo in her mind. You are not alone. I am here. You are not alone. I am here. In that moment, Tiny knew that she was nothing without Miriam's hands and heart and spirit. And she knew that what she wanted, what the world needed more than anything, was what Miriam had learned to give. So Tiny went to work. Instead of just spending her evenings spreading the gospel of you are not alone, she spent her nighttimes doing it too, and her mornings and her afternoons, and pretty soon she was spending every moment until she became the breeze itself. That's why there are no paintings of Tiny, no busts or holy books, just a breeze a low voice, and many, many helping hands, loving hearts, and caring spirits. You can hear the echo if you listen closely. When water bottles are left in the desert for those who risk crossing it, you are not alone. I am here. At the bedside of a dying man, you are not alone. I am here. In the jailhouse and the sanctuary, you are not alone. I am here. Separate and together, you are not alone. I am here. May it be so.
Last week, I saw a homeless woman near Walmart. She was holding a sign that said, "Homeless, not a scam." You wonder what people must have said to her, or what habits of mind she herself had, to find the need to announce that. I didn't have any cash, so I couldn't give her any money. But I would have, even if I knew it was a scam, whatever that's supposed to mean. If you're genuinely panhandling or just pretending to, life has not been very kind to you. We need to recognize how we've been conditioned to turn away from others. You'll recognize how society encourages us to believe it's the homeless person's own fault. It's the minimum wage worker's lack of ambition, that foreign aid and food stamps are budgetary black holes. If we can overcome these conditioned responses to suffering, we've taken a big first step to letting love be our guide.
I first met Gloria Parsons at Human in 2010. She was sitting in a row behind me during a service, and her song was so sweet. I invited her to consider joining the choir, and she started coming to rehearsal soon after. She didn't have much money, but she always insisted on putting something in the offering plate during the service. Our friendship really began in the Human Garden. We were the only ones to show up at a planned choir gardening event one Sunday afternoon. There's just too much of a complex story to tell, and so many surprisingly rich experiences we shared together. She was immensely talented, had a graduate degree in art, and was incredibly funny. She needed a place to stay, and I took her in. She was great company. Still, she had some obvious cognitive impairments, and we eventually learned she had a rapid onset of Alzheimer's. Her situation was tragic, like so many afflicted with this horrible condition. I knew she shouldn't be driving and took away her keys. Unfortunately, she had two spares hidden and ran off twice, once to Central Alabama and again to Gainesville, Florida. She had a wonderful family here in Alpharetta and a successful son in Huntsville. We managed to collaborate and rescue her in both cases, which included putting several hundred miles on my car and considerable help from the state police. Her son decided she was getting to be too much for me to handle, and we put her in assisted living, ironically in a home owned by former Human member Lori Sherman, which her niece discovered. I visited her every week until she died in September of 2015. I took her out for rides and to family gatherings. She remained a dear friend and an important part of my life. Many of you knew her. She was good and had a big heart and meant a lot to me. She asked me not to forget her, and I won't, nor will I forget the related tenderness shown me by several Human friends.
We are not lovers because of the love we make, but the love we have. We are not friends because of the laughs we spend, but the tears we save. I don't want to be near you for the thoughts we share, but the words we never have to speak. I will never miss you because of what we do, but what we are together. A Poem of Friendship by Nikki Giovanni. Now is the time in the service when the ties that bind us together are spoken aloud. Noelle Lemon is currently interviewing for summer CPE positions as a chaplain intern and requests good thoughts for discerning the best site decision. I have a sorrow that my sister's dog has been diagnosed with pancreatitis and is not expected to live much longer. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like to share with the congregation, please type it into the chat box. Remember, sharing your joys and sorrows is not just for you. It's so that the community can remain connected through knowing what's going on in each other's lives. I'll drop this final pebble for those joys and sorrows that remain unspoken. Thank you.
To me, answering the call of love is about letting love be your compass. Not greed, not hate, not revenge or spite. Love. Christians ask, what would Jesus do? The Jesus I was taught growing up as a Baptist was guided by love. Love for all people, regardless. Sinners and saints, oppressors and oppressed, predators and prey. Having love as my compass works well for victims and for those who help the victimized, not so well for the oppressors, thieves, and opportunists who put themselves before others, or worse, those who take pleasure in the suffering of others. I've tamped down my hatred of such sinners. For now, that's as far as I've gotten. It's a work in progress. Maybe someday I'll be able to do what Jesus would have done. That's why I love Unitarian Universalism. Just look at our seven principles. You'll find words like worth, dignity, justice, equity, compassion, acceptance, encouragement, conscience, peace, liberty, and respect. These are words based in love. So I'll continue my journey, letting love show me the way. Science will continue to help me understand what is true, but love will help me decide what to do.
Hi, we're the Cobb family. I'm Liz.
I'm Lily.
And my husband Chris is working, so we're going to do this video. It's just a girls video. So, we're going to talk about what love means to us. And for our family, love is a place of unconditional support and affection, and just a place where you can be completely comfortable with each other. And one of the places that's really important to us that we have experienced that is Camp Sunshine. And it is a camp for parents and kids who have experienced childhood cancer and brain tumors. And one of the things they do every day is that we have a campfire, which is super fun. And we sing this song called Love Is. And we actually keep this up on our refrigerator to remind us every day of what love is.
Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Love is higher than the mountains. Love is deeper than the ocean. Love is wider than the miles between you and me. Love is stronger than a freight train. Love is faster than a jet plane. Love is bigger than the troubles than we'll ever see.
Thanks. I love you.
Love
you. Hi, I'm Mike Chambers. When I was young, I thought love was some powerful, magical emotion that would one day sweep into my heart and fix all my problems. But romantic love, the love in the movies, tends not to last. It isn't really the best or strongest kind of love. The writer and psychiatrist M. Scott Peck defined love as the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing another's spiritual growth. If love doesn't drive you to extend yourself, to perform loving acts, then what is it really worth? Love is not effortless. In fact, it's precisely about the effort. Love without effort is just some vague emotion that does no one any good. Just as beliefs or principles never translated into action have little value. The good news is, love doesn't require some grandiose act. When you do all the chores for a loved one because you know they are stressed or sad about something, that's love. When you notice someone sitting alone and summon the courage to go up and speak to them, that's love. When you prepare a meal for family promise, that's love. And when you unload food trucks at North Fulton Community Charities, love. You get the point. For me, love is as love does. I think if more people realize that love is an act, that literally all you have to do is make an effort, we wouldn't have so many people who feel that they've somehow missed out on love. Because maybe the best thing about love is that when you perform these random acts of love, it does have an effect on your heart and soul. It's a boomerang. It heals the giver as much as the recipient.
We are here to be lifted in love. Look at the birds, they tell us. We are here to be lifted in love. Look at the trees, they tell us. We're here to be lifted in love. To listen to love as a flower raises its face to the sun. We are all one, here to be lifted in grace and love. We are here to be lifted in love. Look at the sky, it tells us. We are here to be lifted in love. Look at the trees, they tell us. We're here to be lifted in love. To listen to love as the children raise all their faces to the sun. We are all one, here to be lifted.
Calhoun, and I've been a member of this congregation for about 13 years. I'll be leaving you soon for a place in Florida, so I thought this was a good opportunity to say goodbye. We're talking about love today. I use the word love a lot. I love hot fudge sundaes. I love a new pair of shoes, and I loved your sanctuary the first time I walked into it. But of course, we're talking about something different here, and I wanted to let you know that when I left the service that day, I knew that this was a place of unconditional love. The service was unlike any I had ever heard. The chalice lighting, the music, the joys and sorrows, the message were all thrilling to me, and I wanted to be a part of it. As I sit here and think about all of you that I got to know over the years, I'm tempted to name each one of you and tell you how much I love you for just being you in your own and special and unique way. That would take too long, so I'll leave it at that. Look me up if you ever visit Naples. It's just before you hit the Everglades on the West Coast.
Nurture our spirit, strive for justice, transform the world. This is the mission of Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation. We fulfill this mission with our commitment of time, energy, talent, and resources. Individually and together, we are Unitarian Universalists building a world filled with peace, justice, joy, and love. The offering will now be taken using the Givelify app. Thank you.
We extinguish this flame, but not our hope for the future, our courage in the face of crisis, or the love we share with one another and the world.
This morning's benediction was written by Eric Williams, a service associate at Boulder Valley UU Fellowship in Colorado. Love is the spirit of this church. May the songs we sing celebrate this love. May the lives we lead embody this spirit. May you all go forth in peace.